Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the home of common sense computing.
What goes up must come down. Pony, let your spinning wheel spin.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. It's the number here live to get into the Computer Talk bunker. And of course, you can join me live if you're a little shy. You can join me live during the show only email at my live during the show only email address, which is drdavelive@gmail.com. drdavelive@gmail.com. Lots of stuff to talk about. One of the things that gets me that is like a character flaw. I cannot avoid it. It just seems to happen in my mind. You know, when I hear a report, I can't just hear the report or read the report. I can't be there. I'm automatically, instantly, I just read the title of an article on a report, and immediately it's sometimes a difficult thing. It's a what?
There's an agenda behind it?
Well, exactly. I see it instantly. It's not even a thought process. It's like an instinct.
Yeah, you're thinking, okay, what are they trying to snow over me? What are they trying to convince me that it's not really happening? Or what's, they're trying to push some kind of an agenda.
Well, and then,
and what is it?
And then, and you know this, Steve-O. Again, it's like the second part of that natural reaction, which is not always such a good thing. I mean, even the first part may not always be good, but the second part may be even worse oftentimes, which is a really smart-alecky, sometimes almost mean sort of response to it.
And I think vindictive would be a good word for it.
Well, let me give you an example, and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. A report 23 hours ago. By Susie Oakes, about CES.
Oh, boy.
Computer Electronics Show.
Well, you already have that chauvinist pig thing, because just the way you said her name.
No, no, no.
Susie Oakes.
No.
You're trying. You're just a woman hater. No. You just want to keep them down and in the kitchen,
no,
barefoot
listen,
and pregnant.
Listen, here's the title. It's a video for CES. Now, Computer Electronics Show, Electronic Devices, right? Here's the title. This cuddly, snuggly, high-tech therapy robot saved our CES. Now.
Yes, I was there. She's talking about me. I was there, as you can see. She confused me with a snuggly bear.
Well, no. It's a huggable Paro the baby harp seal. Now, I want you to think about what immediately went into my mind. You just take a wild guess.
You wanted to beat it in the head.
With a club.
Yes.
On the ice. I'm sorry. I'm not even in control of it.
And where
my mind goes
brat.
That way, I
yes.
cannot.
I know you do.
Now, I can keep my mouth shut sometimes.
Yeah.
But not always.
Really? What is that? I've never heard it.
I am not for beating baby harp seals. But when I see this sort of an article, I don't know, man. Is it me? Is it just me, Steve?
You know what it is? It's like that instinct.
Or
like a baby gazelle running across the Serengeti, and there's a pack of lions.
Right.
What are they going to do?
Right.
They're going to run after it. That's just their instinct. Right. That's how you are.
No.
It's like a little gazelle
no,
running around.
I have nothing against baby hearts. I have not at all.
You know.
You know what, to me, and this is probably even worse, I probably should just shut up now.
You probably should.
Should I?
Because there are certain things
should
you
I?
Can't come back from,
should
Dr. Dave. You shouldn't say, especially on the air, where it's being recorded.
To me, that wobbly-legged gazelle isn't Paro the baby harp seal. Hmm. It's Susie Oakes.
Right, well. Yeah, well, you haven't seen Susie.
Yeah.
Gal, let me tell you.
Very well could be. Yeah. 866-821-8255. I mean, you know, it's just it's just the way it's presented that gets to me. This hyper emotional, hyper cuddly, hyper squishy perspective.
It's what women like.
It's,
man,
overwhelming.
Right? That they're going after that.
It's overwhelming. Paro, the baby harp seal robot, saved CES.
No,
CES needs to shut down.
Are you going to read the article? How it saved it? Does it say?
Yeah, yeah. The director of CES had a heart attack, and when he hugged this thing, it's a sophisticated medical device that actually provided live robotic CPR and saved his life.
Well, there
and
you
he
go.
He got up off the floor and continued in managing the CES and saved it.
See? There is hope for us.
It's just me, isn't it? Because you won't tell me. I keep asking you. You won't say, no, I understand it.
No, no. I mean, I do understand. But
you don't understand the reaction completely.
No, I do.
What?
But after I got about 18, 19 years old, I got over it. But
hey, oh, okay.
You know, some of us grow up, but others don't.
Well, I'm not much after more than 18 or 19, so it'll happen some. I've always been a late
emotionally
bloomer. It'll happen
true.
Sometime.
That is true. We're still waiting.
It'll happen sometime. Interesting story. You know, and it may just be one of those things. You know, I mean, there are people who are, you know, sort of analytical, and there are people that are sort of like engineering, and there's sort of, and there are people that are sort of like social worker types, and there's just different kind of personality types. And maybe it's just my personality type. I'm more like a not an engineer, not a social worker type. What would you call me? What would it be? I see you're practicing keeping your mouth shut, aren't you?
Now I have to be quiet.
But, you know, I get into, but like, this story to me is now reasonable. Okay. But I guess it's, you know, I'm into the technical thing and the fact-based thing. And, you know, a fuzzy seal to me is like something for a 14-year-old girl.
Well,
right?
It is.
But both Gartner and IDC reported for the seventh straight quarter that PC shipments are down the last quarter of 2013. Not huge news. I mean, not surprising news. Important news, but not surprising. However, both analyst companies, IDC and Gartner, both said that they think that this trend is going to end in the next quarter or two. Lenovo, which is, I think, probably the most interesting aspect of the story for me, Lenovo has widened their lead over HP and Dell on a worldwide basis. One of the few PC makers to show growth. Both HP and Dell hurting. You know, we talked last year about Dell being taken private, which I think was a smart thing to do. The thing that still gets me about Lenovo, you know, and it's sort of a, I think maybe an 80s perspective on things perhaps, but, you know, there's still a part of me that says, geez, you know, IBM. Lenovo came from IBM selling their PC business to the communist Chinese. I mean, there's still, you know what I mean? There's still like a when I think about that. IBM, Big Blue.
Goes to Big Red.
Turns to Big Red. Yep. I mean, you know, it's not surprising to most of us. We understand between tablets and smartphones and laptops and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the conventional PC market. You know, its growth days are gone. I mean, there's not a market on earth that stays in explosive growth. Every market matures.
That's
and
true.
Changes.
Well, on a related note, the only tires I can get for my car now are Chinese, Taiwanese-made
right.
tires.
Right.
There's only one maker that makes them now
right.
in the size of
in the
car.
Entire world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And they're $400 a piece.
No, they're not. Thank goodness. So far, they're reasonable.
I mean, when you've got one supplier, generally that's what happens. You know?
And that may happen, but yeah. For now, they're reasonable. But yeah, it's really, it's incredible to me how that can happen. But
it's called change.
I guess time goes on, and you know, that's what happens. I mean, even some of the specialized wheel and tire guys don't really have that size.
Even Coker?
Uh-uh.
Well, Coker?
They do, but they don't have them in the size I need, the width size. They have the thin, like, stock sizes.
Gotcha.
But nothing fatter than that.
So they've got, like, 155
13s. Yes.
R75
yep. 13s. Yep. And they're expensive. Funny. And those are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. I think what's happened, a big part of it, is that people are beginning, with the release of Windows 8.1, people are beginning to have a much lowered resistance to the adoption of that. I've experienced personally with what I've talked about with my adoption of 8.1 here, to see what we can do, to how does it work on a daily basis, and it ain't bad, much better than 8. And I think it's across the board. People are beginning to accept it, and it's making a difference in sales.
Trekking for years at high-tech talk radio excellence, single-handedly guiding you through certain data destruction and pulling you back from the edge of digital despair. Dr. Dave and Evil Steve want you
but
to know.
But it comes right down to it. The most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.